Welcome everybody to the Fabrengen for actually Tesla Vel to Chayel. It's Fabrengen Mitam Beis Menachem of Miami Beach, but why shouldn't everybody or anybody who wants to join is welcome to join. And sometimes we even have a guest to continue Fabrengen, and tonight we're having Rabbi Shalom Ben Lipsker, the Shul of Harbor, the Shliach Bel Harbor. So he's gonna join us and continue the Fabrengen. But let's first start. So we started with L'chaim as you're supposed to. Dr. Levine started with the Nigun, about the good. But I want to say that this is Fabrengen Petra, we said, for Chayel. So, Chayel is not till Monday. So, tomorrow night is really Chayel. But now we have the Maila that we're in between. We're in between Tesvav Elul and Chayel. Tesvav Elul, which is the day that Temchet Mimim was established. It says in my Yemeim that the Rashab was Miyaset Temchet Mimim and Tesvav Elul. And this is in Mamish in between. Tesvav Elul was Friday, and Chayelo is tomorrow night, is Monday, so we're in between, so this is able to be Mechaber, Tesvavelo, and Chayelo. And the MS, there is a great connection, obviously, I mean, there's nothing no Chidushim, between the Siyazdas of Temchit Mimim and Chayelo. You know, Chayelo, Rebbe quotes from the Friedrich Rebbe, from Chassidim, from Amol, Chayelo gives a Chayas into the Aved of Elo, but it means it brings a Chassidish Chayas, that's what it is. And the union of Temchit Mimim brought Chayas into Chassidus, into Lubavitch. I feel that practically speaking, besides that, you have the Bochim that learn, but this we know that after the Histalkus of the Rebbe Marash, and for quite a few years, a long time, that Rebbe Rashab's brother, the Razor, didn't want to accept the Nisiyas, and the Rebbe Rashab himself didn't want, even though he said Maimorim and he took Yechidus, but it wasn't still full-fledged. And the Friedrich Rebbe writes that at that time, those years, it looked like, and it's hard to say such a Lashon, if the Rebbe wouldn't say it, we wouldn't be able to use a Lashon, but the Friedrich Rebbe writes that Lashon, that it's gehalten almost by Churban Lubavitch. Found the Rebbe, and looked like things are not going to go. Then finally, when the Rebbe Rashab took over in the Siyas, this made a big shturim, and this made a big thing. But besides that, when he was Miyaset Temchit Mimim, that established it even more, that made the Chassidus, the Babish, which is Chassidus, made it very strong. Akedikar, they say, I forgot which one it was, the Rashbats or called the Alter, one of the two, but they were speaking to each other years later after Lubavitch, the Temchit Mimim was established already in the Bochim, where Mamish, the Haim Adrege. So he says to him, remember what we were talking, what we were worried about years before, what's going to be with Lubavitch? You see how it's pale? And he said, yeah. It's so good, so great, that it's much more than we expected. So the union of Temchit Mimim definitely is part of the union of Chayas. Chayel is the union of giving Chayas. Chayas in Chassidus, Naveda of Elul, according to Derech Chassidus. So Temchit Mimim, the Yazdas of Temchit Mimim, brought the Chayas in Chassidus, the Chayas in Lubavitch. And Takya Adayim Azeh, it's Temchit Mimim, that's the Yisod that brings the Chayas into Lubavitch. So that's connected to the union of Chayel. But Chayel, we know, is the day that brings Chayas. Tesvav Elul in itself is a special day. Everyone knows what happened in the year Tovshin Memvov. I obviously wasn't there, but we all heard it then, and we all know that the Rebbe Tesvav Elul was like this year, Friday. The Rebbe went to the Eil. The Rebbe came back from the Eil Friday, like he would come always late, not far, not so pretty close to this man. He would come back. So the Seder was like this. By the Rebbe, when he used to go out to the Eil, go to the car, people were standing there sometimes, and kids, the Rebbe would give zdoki, and the Rebbe would say, but when he came back from the Eil, he never looked at anybody, and I spoke to him. He would go out of the car and run, not mamish run, but go straight inside and go into his room and didn't stop to talk and didn't do anything. That time, Tovshin Memvov, when he came back from the Eil, it was Friday, Farnach, he came back when he was going very fast, and there were a few Bochrim standing outside. Very few. It was Friday, Fanacht. And Rebbe, as he walked by, that's what they said over then, made with his hands like this. They couldn't understand. They were standing at 3-4 Bochum, 5, I don't know exactly the number that was standing. The Rebbe was running from the hill coming in, and he made with his hands. Because they didn't know what to do. What should they do? They didn't know what to expect. There's no singing. So Shabbos by Fabrengen, the Rebbe said, I came back from the hill, and it's Tesva of Elul, and I expected a 770 is Ogein Chodarom. Now, Chodarom, I don't know which language it is, if it's Yiddish or Russian, that means it should go on wheels. So he said, I expected that it should go. And he said, hey, Tochen, and it wasn't so maybe they should bring now. The Rebbe wanted it should be Chodarom to express the chayas that you have, because making a shturim, the Rebbe called Chodarom or Bechav by the Rebbe, the expression, everything was a storm. The Welt even knows that in Lubavitch, also Tashturim. The Rebbe always used the word Tashturim, because Shturim means Chayas. And that has to do with Chayelo, to do it with the Chayas, to do it with the Gishmak, with the Chayas. And when you make a Shturim, it's the Chayas. It reminds me, what I heard a long time ago, that once there was somebody who went to visit the Rebbetzin. You know, it was close to the family, I don't know who it was. And the Rebbetzin told him that tomorrow there is going to be a Fabrengen. Was not expected time of Fabrengen. But she said, I'm telling you, there'll be a Fabrengen tomorrow. Oh, this will be a Fabrengen tomorrow. When he came back and he came to 770, he told him, I go, oh, there'll be a Fabrengen. No Fabrengen. I had no idea of a Fabrengen. It was not a prank, no one said it, and it's not planned. There's no Fabrengen. He didn't understand what she meant. The play Mamish Rebbe went to the ale that day. And when he came back from the ale, the Rebbe told Rabbi Chalikov, Rabbi Groner, to announce that soon there will be a Fabrengen. That was called a sudden Fabrengen. And there was a Fabrengen. Now, sometimes these sudden Fabrengens, take by the Rebbe himself, was sudden. In other words, he hadn't planned to do it. He once even said the Feirish, Tov Shin Lamed Aleph, Chamishoser Bishvat, he said he was by the Eil, Tzach Mir Gishtukt Fabrengen. And he said that he spoke about it, and then later he says, he took a hero that's, from now on, if it'll push me to Fabrengen, I'll Fabrengen, whatever. But it was sometimes sudden by the Rebbe himself. And I'm sure sometimes he planned. This one, since the Rebbe said, obviously it was planned. But the kasha is, if we planned to make a Fabrengen that day, so why didn't he say anything? So this person, this is how the story goes. I wasn't there, so I can't guarantee it's true, but this is the way I heard years ago. And he came back. Next time this person went to the Rebbetzin, he told the Rebbetzin that obviously this was planned. Vahoraya, you knew that there's going to be a Fabrengen tomorrow. So if the Rebbe planned to make the Fabrengen, why didn't he say it? Why didn't he let people know? If people would know, they would plan. I mean, it would be a... So she said, "Der man hot lieb asibet ashturim." My husband, the Rebbe, likes ashturim. Ashturim means an excitement. That whenever anybody who remembers those times when you were 770 and there was a sudden Fabrengen, what would happen? Mamish, we would say like saying Yiddish, Aftishana Bang. People were running to go home, running to the phone, running here, making the tables. Sitz a geturm et a shturim. The Rebbe gets a bringin. It's a whole shturim. So she said that even though he planned to do it, but he wanted a shturim. So when the Rebbe came back from the Eil that time, Joseph Tesvav Elul, and he said the next day that he expected to be Chodorom, he wanted to be the Shabim Tachayis and Tashturim. So it's connected definitely to Chayel, even though it's a shturim because of Timchit Mimim, but it's connected to Chayel, because Chayel is the union of Chayes. The Chayes that we talk about, that Chassidus makes, is forbidden with Chayel. Actually, the Rebbe even, in the Geye Lag Baimer, which is also forbidden with Chassidus, the Rebbe also connects it to Chay. The famous Sikhe, what the Rebbe explains, Lag Baimer is Chay Ir, and the Rebbe Takik shows the comparison. That just like Chai Elul is a Chayis Naveda for Elul, Chai Ir, like Beimer is the 18th day of Ir, is a Chayis, gives a Chayis in Naveda of Ir. I mean, the Rebbe explains it there. So this is the union of a Chayis in the Yonim of Elul. This is, so when we're in between the days, between Tesvav Elul and Chai Elul, so we're able to be Mechaber the two, because they're both very important. Tesvav Elul, which is the Yesod, by the Rebbe, this was something you know by everybody, this Chamis Yasef Stichot Mimim, which brought a Chayas in Chassidus, a Chayas in Lubavitch, and Chay Elul was brings the Aveda, a Chayas in the Aveda of Elul, so that's something special. So this Fabrengen is in honor of the connection between Tesovel and Chayel, so we're doing it in between. Now, what is Chayel? We all know Chayel. I mean, Chayel is the Yemeledes from the Baal Shem Tov and the Yemeledes of the Alter Rebbe. We also know there's another thing, a Chayel, which is not really spoken about too often, but nevertheless, sometimes the Rebbe spoke about it, and that is Chayel is the Yortzeit of the Maral Miprog. And that also is be'etzem connected to Chayel being the union from Chassidus from Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, because a lot of the things of Chassidus is based on the Torah of the Maral Miprog. And the Rebbe said, and I'm going to say when he said it, Bekesher to what, that he said that he heard Chassidim say that when the Alter Rebbe writes in the Shablat of Tanya, that Tanya is Melukim mit Nisvorim mit Nisseifrim, one of the things he meant is the Maral Miprog. The Rebbe said, I didn't hear it from the Shver, so, but nevertheless, Chassidim say it, it's true. The Gabba, what did he say it? It's interesting. This was the Fabrengen of Chai Elul, Shabbos Chai Elul, 50 years ago, exactly 50 years ago. People heard the story, but I remember from the time, Tovshin Lamed, Shabbos Parsha Sovei, Chai Elul, Tovshin Lamed. That's when the Rebbe spoke about this being the Yortzeit of Maral Miprog, because what happened was, this was the time of the hijacking, when they hijacked, the terrorists hijacked plane, two planes, and took him to Jordan. And they were there for a long time. And they couldn't get out, and all the diplomacy and everything, and they wouldn't let go. So then Shabbos, Parshas Kisovei, Chai Elul, the Rebbe spoke about it. And the Rebbe said that since the day is the Yortzeit of the Maral Miprog, and the Maral Miprog has a Shaykhus to Chassidus, and he said, Mitisorim of Pisayfrim. And he said that the Maral Miprog had to do with Nisim. You know, stories from the Maral Miprog that he did things. He didn't mention the word Gelom. The Maral Miprog did a Gelom, which Mamish, that's a real, real mess. He didn't mention it, even though the Rebbe in a letter writes, somebody wrote to the Rebbe that he thinks that there was, some people say that the whole Maisa with the Gelom and the Maral is a Bama Maisa. It never happened. So the Rebbe writes very sharp that it's only known by Yidden and it's true, etc., etc., and as he does. But the Rebbe doesn't mean, but he meant it's known to Nisim and, you know, with him Lochim. So the Mele, so the Rebbe said that because of that, since in this hijacking, there's somebody there, was Kochzach in the Svarim from Maral Miprog, that was Harav Hutner, and he Kochzach in the Svarim of the Maral Miprog. Actually, his Kelo, I know his Yeshiva's Kelo was called Kelo Gur Aryeh, because that's the Sefer of the Maral Miprog. So the Rebbe said, and the Maral Miprog Shaykhus to Chassidus, and he says, as we see the Shaykhus, besides what he said from the Pisvarim of the Sefer and Tanya, he said that if you look in the what the Friedrich Rebbe wrote in biography, which means in the beginning of Hayim Yaim, there's the biography of every one of the Rabbeim. And the way the Rebbe said it, that the Shver who wrote it is Miyachas, the Alter Rebbe, to the Maral Miprog. It says Mamish Benach Benach Ben all the way to the Maral Miprog. Nothing further, but the Maral Miprog. So we see the connection. So the Rebbe said that since it's the Yortzeit of the Maral Miprog, and there is somebody here in this Sakoner, whatever, I don't know the Lashon he used, that is Kochzach in the Svarim for Maral Miprog. So there's all of this Chus Beistein. And truth is, Mamish a few days later, or a day later, maybe even, they let him go free. No one understands why, but they let him go free. And I heard even more. I heard then, right then, I heard from Rabbi Zev Katz, his cousin was one of the, I think in Tatum Seder, one of the top guys. His name, what's his name? I have to remind myself his name. It was aided by Avram Ziskind. So he was Rabbi Hutner's Talmud. So it's his cousin. So Shiffman was the name. I think so. He called Rabbi Zev Katz 2 days later, and he says he got a call from Rabbi Chadakov. Rabbi Chadakov asked him, did you hear what happened by the Fabrengen Shabbos? And do you know what time it was that the Rebbe had? He said he had heard about it, what time it was. And they made calculations. He told him that at that time, Be'erech, I don't know if Mamash to the minute or Be'erech, that time, that's when something started happening, when they gave the freedom of Harav Hutner. So the Rebbe, so Rabbi Chadakov, obviously, when he called him, he's from the Rebbe, wanted him to know that this is connected. So this is the day also, the Maram Prague, which the Yartza de Maram Prague, which also connected to the Indian of Chassidus. Now, what else is there in Chayelu? Chayelu was the beginning of the Limudim in Temchet Mimim. Again, in Ayemim, that Tesvav Elul, that's when it was Nisyasid, and Chayelu, that's when they started learning. I once heard from the Partizan, Abzushel Partizan, he said, what do you mean it was Nisyasid? They didn't start learning till Chayelu. What did they do between Tesvav Elul and Chayelu? They made the yeshiva and they didn't start learning. So what did they do? Bring a few days in a row. Somebody else says a joke that said, "What shot chalat? Which way is miyaseh?" But they didn't start learning. So someone said the kitchen opened. But he said different. He said mitki fabracht the ganze zeit. Few days in a row fabracht. But whatever it is, this is a day that also has a shaykes to temchut vimim, and it must start pushed off. The learning was for some reason I don't know why, but it started on chayel. We also know that the Shazer of Teichot Mimim then was in the week of Sheva Brachas of the Friki Rebbe's Chasaneh, which is again connected to the Sinyan, because Chayel, which is the union of the Chassidus, starting the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, which is the beginning of Chassidus in the different stages. So it has to do with the Rabbeim. So the Friki Rebbe's Chasaneh was then. And that's when the Rebbe Rashab was Miyaseh Teichot Mimim, was middle of the Sheva Brachas. And Rebbe once explained, because the whole union is the Hemshech. He made Temchut Mimim not only for that they should have it then. This should be the way the Hemshech of Chassidus should go on. The Mele, it's the Chassan of the Friedrich Rebbe. Because the Chassan, the whole purpose of a Chassan is to bring the Hemshech. And it came out even more from what the Rebbe said. The Hemshech of a Chassan, the Chassan, which is a Hemshech of Deiris, is really the next generation. You get married in order to have a Hemshech that there should be children. So that's the third generation, the next generation. And the Rebbe basically hinted, or more than a hint, because the Sichas actually Mugin, look at the Sichas, they suffers. So the Rebbe said that Be'emes, when is the Tachlis of the Mimim Faran? That's the next generation. So what's Pshat? The generation of the Friedrich Rebbe's children, which is the Rebbe's generation, the Deir Ashvi, that's the Tachlis. So the Friedrich Rebbe's Chasana at that time has to do with the Hemshech of the next generation, which is the Rebbe. So it all goes together to one union. And the other thing in Chayel is that it's 12 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that's when we have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, of Yom Lashana, a day for a year. And it's interesting that Chayel itself is a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Day for a year means for last year, every day is to make a Cheshbon of what happened that month. That's equivalent or parallel to this day. So Chayelu itself is when we make a cheshbon for the month of Tishrei last year, which is for Rosh Hashanah. So this is very special that this is, and Rosh Hashanah is the ratio of the year, so the whole year depends on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe once explained, so Bemele Chayelu is really the cheshbon nefesh, the day Chayelu, the cheshbon nefesh for the whole year. Because if it's a cheshbon nefesh for last year, Rosh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, the head, which contains the whole year, so that's the specialty of Rosh Hashanah. But the bottom line is that this is the day that we have the chayas in Elul, the chayas in Aveda, the chayas in Tshuva, the chayas in Chassidus, the chayas, which Chassidus is chayas, this is the union of chayas. And to make a cheshbon nefesh, how much chayas do we have in the union of Chassidus? It's chay, and it's chay, the Meledes of Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, so it's a chayas in Chassidus. So we have, and it's a cheshbon nefesh, we have to make a cheshbon nefesh. See, hob mit the chayas, do we have the chayas in the Yonim of Chassidus? But it means like this. You have to make a cheshbon nefesh, I'm just saying what it says. I'm not saying held by anything, I'm not telling anything to anybody. I'm just repeating what it says. That the cheshbon has to be to make a cheshbon yourself with these words. In vos ligich. That's the whole word. Chaya, when you have a chayas in what? You have a chayas in vos milikt. If something that's part of you and you enjoy it and you're involved in it, that's where you have a chayas. Something that you don't enjoy, something that it's not a ikir, you don't have a chayas in it. So when we have to make a cheshbon nefesh of the chayas that we have in the union of chassidus, it means we have to make a cheshbon nefesh in vos liktman. In other words, what's important to us? Vos liktman, what's the important thing in our life? We're not like, I'm all like Chassidim, the gelegen in little kus and the mitl rebs chassidim that used to meet, they used to talk yichud eloichot tefta. Talking about at least in our level, which is a simple level, also in Vos Lichtman, which is alderach the story that Rebbe once told. I think he told it more than once. Yeah, I think he said it twice. The story with Rebbe Michal der Alter, Rebbe Shmuel Michal's training. That Michal der Alter, given from Mashpiim, was Mashpiim in Lubavitch. He was known as the Mame from Temchet Mimim, and he was a very special. His Abbas Yisrael was great, and he was when he couldn't give a shir in Chassidus anymore, and he's older already. So the director from the yeshiva, the Gashmis director, wanted to fire him. I mean, he can't do the job, and the Rebbe Rashab told him not to do it. Why? Because his tzir, being in yeshiva, just being in yeshiva is enough. He's worth the salary. I mean, we're just trying to describe who he was. And he helped, he was mamish, personally used to help the bochrim and everything. Atke dekach, that once they say, he was in the middle of Krishna and he saw a bocher, torn shoes, he stopped and he took him to make sure that he's going to buy shoes. So they asked him, middle of Shema Yisrael, Avaya Lekin, Avaya Chod, you're thinking about the shoes? Yet, so he said to think about the bocher shoes is Avaya Chod. Anyway, he was, so if any time there was a bocher who had a problem with the priziv was meaning the draft, and they had to get out of it. So he was much involved. So once he had to go to Peterburg to help work there for by the bocher who was in, they had to get out of the army, or he shouldn't have to be drafted to the army. So he came to Peterburg, and there lived this chassid called Reb Shmuel Michal Treinin, also from Chassidim, and he was a rich man, chashiv, a person in town, and he was supposed to go with him to help him work again to see how to get the bocher out. So they were going on the major street of Peterburg, known as Nevsky Prospect. And the way the Rebbe described it, he was, must have been before davening, this Rebbe Michal der Alter. And b'meile, he just finished making his hachkonis to daven. So he wasn't buttoned the way you're supposed to be buttoned. Statechna the right way. So as he's walking, so Shmuel Michal training in the Eid Aleph and turned around to him and he said to him, here you're going in Peterburg, you got it buttoned up right. But the way I understood from the Rebbe, the way the Rebbe said it, probably his zipper was open. So he says to him, so when he told Rebbe Michal der Alter in the Eid Aleph, because he knew Michal der Alter could answer back, so he told him, but you have to take care of this. So he said to him these words. He said to him like this. Reb Shmuel Michal. He said, "In vosli, cooked in vosir licht. Look where you're involved in." To him, being involved, you have to be a statech, and you have to be everything as a fit begashmi, as that wasn't licked in them. So that's a madrege of those chassidim. But the nekuda is that when it comes to Chayel, we have to think to see in Vos Milikt. What are we mainly involved? And that's connected to Temchet Mimim. Because what the Rebbe Rashab said when he gave the Talmidim of Temchet Mimim, he said that's the whole idea, to train them, to be mechanech them, that they should be people Vos Ligen in Ruchnius. What was the famous sikha that the Rebbe Rashab said? The sikha from Kolah. Anybody who goes to Mohammed's Beis David, call Yitzel Mohammed's Beis David, get Christus case of Ishtay. And if you go to Mohammed's Beis David, he would write a get to their wife. So he says every Talmud Temchet Mimim is a soldier in the Mohammed to fight the Mohammed from Beis David. And get Christus case of Ishtay. He touched Ishtay means the goof. You have to make it get cut with your Gashmias. Now it doesn't mean cut Gashmias, you have to have Gashmias. But it was only shlichen at them. That should not be what Archaeus is. That's the Temchet Mimim. In other words, in Vos Lichtman, Vos Gateman Arayim, what are we involved in? And I'm not saying it as a person who's trying to say things to others. I'm just saying what the sinyan is. And that has to do with the Sparsha. The Rebbe says in the Sikha on Hoye Kisovei Yalo Oretz. So he said the word Kisovei means to go in completely. The Yirishta v'yeshafta, but you go in and that's where you are in Ganzen, Ibrahim in Ganzen. The Gemara says, "Bia b'miktsas leishma bia." If you go in a little bit, that's not really you went in. It says like a badin of a metzera that if a person goes into a room where there is a metzera, you become tamei. But if you only put in a little bit of you, you don't go in completely. You put it in your hand, you don't become tamei. Why? Because it's like a b'mikvah also. Because bia b'miktsas leishma bia. By mikvah also, it says you have to go into the water. So you have to go completely. If one hair is out, it's no good. So bia means going in, means in ganzen. So hoyaki sovi al oretz means that you're going in ganzen, that we have to go in oretz. What's oretz? Oretz is lomash nikra shmo oretz. She rotzat zolasa chutzen kena. The rotzen to do what Deibishter wants. The rotzen means it ran or it wanted to do Deibishter's rotzen. So it means that you have to be arayngen in ganzen. Now, what does it mean in our levels? Our levels doesn't mean the ganzen to gritzen lenin and ganzen to glem chsidis and then. It's not our level, however it would be. But at least, what's more important? What's priority for us? The priority, which means that's the one, good, because we're not at Tzad Tzadik and Gmurim. But the idea of Arangin and Gan Arangin, and that's connected, that's Taich Kisove. It's like the Vashem Tov says, Pashas Neyach, Boya Latevo. Arangin in the Vector, we should go in, we should live in it, that should be our life. Another thing which negates to the Pashas Kisove. The Rebbe explains another Sikha, also the same word, that Bikurim represents the Eden. Bikurim, it says by an Aposig, that the Eden are called Bikurim. Why? Bikurim is the first fruit, and the Eden are the first of the creation. The whole creation was there because of the Eden. So they're the beginning, the top of the creation. And what do you do with Bikurim? Bikurim has to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So the Rebbe says that this teaches us that the Yid, which is represented in Bikurim, has to always feel that he is lifnei Hashem Elokecha, that he's in front of Hashem. In other words, he has to feel that is his whole Metzias. Metzias is the priority of his Metzias is lifnei Hashem Elokecha. That's what Chassidus B'chal teaches us. That's what Tevchat Mimim is for. But that's what it's supposed to, that's what the remnants of Bikurim. And that's the thing that we have to think about when it comes to Chai El, when the post talks about the union of Chayes. So the Chayes means that this is in them Lichtman. And that's connected to being the Yemoledes of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe. And the Rebbe, whatever I'm saying, it's all from different Sikhes. The Rebbe says in a different Sikhe that it's connected to the union of Yemoledes, the union of birth. The union, what's the union of Yemoledes? Meledes, the child is born. What happens? Child is born. Till the child is born, the child is also alive inside the mother. The only thing is, it's not his chayas. It's not his life. The Gemara says, Eichel mashima yachelas, he eats with his mother, he eats sheisa mashima sheisa. And his whole chayas comes from his mother. It's not really his chayas, even though he's alive. In Ruchnis, it's a very high madrege while he's inside his mother. Gemara says, Neir delek al reshe, there's a candle over his head, which means a Ruchnis candle. The Malach teaches him kol ha-teira kula. But still, his chayas is not his own. His nefesh, his neshome is not his own. When he's born, then the neshome comes begilui. The neshome coming begilui, this is when we talk about gilui ha-neshome, when Chassidus talks about gilui ha-neshome, this is what gilui ha-neshome means. Gilui ha-neshome means, every day there's a neshome. Your neshome is begilui, she shines by you. What shines by you? What is your life that you feel begilui? Not be'etzem. Every year be'etzem is a lukus, fine. But what's the gilui? That's the gilui and neshome. That's the herzach, what the neshome stands for, that stands as that's our gilui. And that's the verbunden with chayel, the chayes, that this is our metzias. That's the gilui and the neshome. You know the famous story that the Rabbi Yitzchak Maditshever once came, Rabbi Yitzchak Maditshever once came to the Alter Rebbe, and he came along, I mentioned this, came along with a chassid, one of his chassidim, and he was mentioning to the Alter Rebbe, he's introducing him, and he says to the Alter Rebbe that, you know, this chassid has Gilui Eliyahu. Eliyahu comes to him. Imagine, Eliyahu Novi comes to you. You can imagine how great this is. He has Gilui Eliyahu. So, Punk Dener was standing on the other side of the shul, standing Rabbi Yom Kletzker, it was Dominik Shvanesre, and he was holding by Sim Sholem. The Alter Rebbe says to the Baditchever, and this Chassid, Ishas, he's saying Sim Sholem, because that's what he was saying, Lachter from Zayin Gilei Eliyahu. He's laughing from his Gilei Eliyahu. So the Alter Chassidim from years before, what we remember is the Chazar over this Fabringen of the Greinim, that when he told his story, he touched to his Shat, he's laughing at this Gilei Eliyahu. What's wrong? What's there to laugh about? So he said that Ishas is Davni Hot a Gilei Aneshame. And Gilei Aneshame is Hecher from Gilei Eliyahu. Gilei Aneshame is much higher. What's the pshat in simple words? Gilei Aneshame is what the Neshame represents, which is the Eibishter the Elokus. That's by you, by Gilei. That's what Chassidus is all about. And Chayel, that's the Chayes. But in simple words, in our level, we have to just make a Cheshm, because this is the beginning of the Cheshm Nefesh of the last 12 days, especially of the month of Tishri, which is the gate of the whole year. Vu Likter Chayes. That's what you have to think. Vu Likter Chayes in our level. Not in the level of Rabbi Yom Kletzke, but in our level, where is our priorities for ourselves, and where is the priorities which the children see? That's what the Cheshbon HaNefesh that we have to make. It's connected, obviously, to Chassidus, as I'm saying. So, to realize, one of the practical things is to realize that Chassidus did not change. And that's something that a lot of people have to work on. Some people, there is, you know, used to be Chassidus. It changed only in Siyur because we're different people and the times are different. The Nekude is the same. The Nekude of Chassidus is the same that it was from the beginning of the Baal Shem Tov. And then by the Alter Rebbe, Chassidus Chabad, it's all the same. Some people have this thought that, you know, Amol Taker Chassidus, now it's different. We have to look different. We have to change. We have to change, we have to make only in the technicalities of it, the seer of it. But the Nakuta has to remain. We always have to remember that it didn't change. It didn't change. This is one of the things that bothered the Rebbe so much when somebody, one of the Rebbes in their Welt, came out once and he said, he wrote in the Sefer, Nishtakcha Teres HaBaal Shem Tov. The Teres of the Baal Shem Tov was forgotten. It bothered the Rebbe Ad Mitzoy HaNefesh. It was hasted. Hashem to Chassidus is Biz Mashiach Weiter. He's forgotten geworden, forgotten the Teres of Hashem. It bothered the Rebbe. And they said that that's why Tovshin Chof, and it was 200 years from the Stalkers of the Hashem, the Rebbe made such a shturim in the letters. Why? Because it's all to go against the Nekuda of somebody saying Nishtak Teres of Hashem. Yuteskislev Tovshin Chof, when the Rebbe spoke about the letter of the Rebbe Rashab, and he wrote Tovresh Samach Beis, but Negeya, the famous letter where he writes Rosh Hashanah to Chassidus. There he writes, Chassidus Chabad, he, Teiras HaBaal Shem Tov. That Chassidus Chabad is the Teiras HaBaal Shem Tov. It's there, and we have Chabad, and that's Teiras HaBaal Shem Tov. And the Rebbe explained by the Fabrengen, why does the Alter Rebbe, why did the Rebbe Rashab write twice the word he? Because it says in Gemara, Negeya Kochim, Shino Olav HaKosuv La'akiv. If it says twice, it means it is, no question about it. He, Teiras HaBaal Shem Tov. And the Rebbe bothered. Some people think now, even in the Gei Shitas Chabad, that Nishtakach, it's not the same. I mentioned this many times, that I once heard from Rabbi Weinberg, and I'll say it again, he was once talking to me, Rabbi Weinberg said to me, this was after Gimel Tamach, 10 years after Gimel Tamach, 15 years, I don't know, I remember. So he says to me, I was talking to him, he says, we see how Chassidus is growing. Lubavitch leaps and bounds. He says, this is Alts Benegeya, the Tnuas Lubavitch, the movement of Lubavitch. Vos Zayin, Vos Geit mit Chassidus Lubavitch. That's what you have meant. And it goes together. There's Tnuas Lubavitch, there's the movement. Or let's use the words, there's the organization of Lubavitch. The organization of Lubavitch is Meir Meroim Dig. But we have to remember, we from the inside know that this is all based and the Nekuda of Chassidus. There's a Sikha from the Friedrich Rebbe, and once the Rebbe said something similar. The Friedrich Rebbe says, there's a Sikha, he says that the whole union that were involved in being Mekarev Yidden and Marbitz Dain Frumkeit and Yiddishkeit, that really should be done by Askonim, by people, activists who work and do this. This is their job. My union, he said, is Chassidim and Chassidus. Others are not doing that, so we have to do it. But it's all based as a result of the union of Chassidim and Chassidus. Chassidus. So we have to remember that this inyan of Nishtakach, Teiras Chassidus, Chas V'Sholom Nishtakach, or Nishtane Teiras Chassidus, that's false. And that comes to Chayel, that's the Taish. You have to remember, the Chayas has to be back. The Chayas has to be in Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, which is Chassidus, in the level that we're Shayach, for Shteitzach, not jumping in high levels. The level the way we're Shayach. In the Aveda Chassidus with, and even though people say, you know, the Rebbe was Muftzoy and the main thing, what is it? They ask once the Rebbe, how come the Rebbe doesn't talk about the Nyonim of Davening? But he says, I have to talk about it. That's all written already, does. I came extra things. But the truth is, even the Muftzoyim is also part of the Derech Chassidus. Besides that, the Yisod of Chassidus is Avos Yisrael, Perek Lamed Beis of Tanya, the Melech is Avos Yisrael. But besides that, the Etzem Zach of doing Muftzoyim is an expression of Aveda. What's Chassidus? Aveda, you have to work for the Eibishter. You have to work yourself. So instead of working with the Eibishter in Davi, you work with the Eibishter and you break yourself. That's the whole idea. It's Kafi. You break yourself to do something. I remember that I mentioned this before. The Rebbe once said, Tov Shin Chof Ches, after he started Mitzvah Tefillin, when the 6-day war was, he started Mitzvah Tefillin. So for a whole year, I don't know, Mamish, a whole year, every big Fabrengen, he spoke about Mitzvah Tefillin more and more different than Yonim. So he once and he said, that if you go out in the street and you stop a Yid and you ask him, are you Jewish? And you put on film with him, if it's something that you feel good, comfortable doing, you did Mitzvah Tefillin, but that's still not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is if it's uncomfortable, if you do it, and you do it. Mibrechtzach, it's like it says in the Rebbe Rashab, right, in the Samachs, that's doki, the Mitzvah is doki, it's not giving doki to a poor man. But if it doesn't hurt you, and it's not so hard for you to do it, that's not the uftu for Mitzvah Tzedoki. Mitzvah Tzedoki is that you have to work on yourself. And the Rebbe said the exact same thing in the game Mitzvah film. So the inyan of Mitzvah film is Avedas Achsidus. You can't be Michalik and say, oh, this is the Rebbe, not the Rebbe. Then talk about the old things of Achsidus. He talked about Mekarev. This being Mekarev, besides the Mitzvah of Avos Yisrael and bringing Mashiach and Al Zachem, this is an expression of the Avedas Achsidus. The Bemesh is the Yisod of God's Yiddishkeit, like in Tanya, Aguf Yike, and Shom Yike, Aguf Tovel. So, this is what Chayel was about. Chayel was a time of to sit down and make Cheshbon HaNefesh, that to see Vumihal Alderech, like we have always by Yutis Kislev. One of the things Yutis Kislev, you always talk about is the Maisa from Al Trebe while I was in jail. And the guy asked him why the Eibishter Ayeko, and the Alter Rebbe explained to him, the Eibishter asks every Yid Ayeko who bistu. Where are you? So the pshat is, this is something that wouldn't, the Maisa that's told over, Mimele, it's a part of what Chassidus is. Chassidus is to look into yourself, Ayeko, who bistu, who haltich. Not so much, was tuich. Was tuich is a big thing, you have to know, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing or not? But besides that, but was haltich, what's my priority? And this is what really Chai Elul is about. And connected to the Tema, like I said, especially now, this year, which is 100 years from the Istalkus of the Rebbe Rashab. So certainly, Herzachon, the Inyan of Tem Chitmimim, what Tem Chitmimim stelt for, and from then on, they were the forefront of Yiddishkeit, the forefront of Mesiras Nefesh. Was all connected to Tichotim, and it was all in the days of Chayel, Desvavel, the Chayel, and that's when they started learning. Then there's just another thing I want to mention, the Negeya, interesting thing, Negeya Chayel, what comes to mind is that the famous seven Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov, the Rebbe Rashab heard it in Gan Eden in the year Tofrej Nun Beis, on Chayel. Tofresh Nun Beis, Shabbos, Parshas Kisovei, was Chai Elul, and the Rebbe Rashab saw what's going on in Gan Eden. And he repeated it over, and the Friedrich Rebbe chatted it over also. And he said over what he saw in Gan Eden. And what did he see? What did he hear? He saw the getting together people in Chai Elul, and the Baal Shem Tov was speaking, and he told over a few Torahs in the Baal Shem Tov. Some are clear, some are not even so clear. So this all happened in Chai Elul. In other words, the idea that we see, the keyach of the Rabbeim, that they're able to see what's going on in Shemayim, what's going on in Gan Eden, and the fact that they see what's going on in Eden, we understand. But even to be able to, not be able, but to want to repeat it, because Bechlal, by the Rabbeim, they didn't repeat things that are going on Lamaila. They didn't repeat. It says, Game Meshe Rabbeinu, they, when Miriam and Aaron spoke against Meshe, they just said, V'chol beisi neman hu. Meshe Rabbeinu, in my whole house, he's trustworthy. So the Shaila goes, what should he be trustworthy in Davish's house? What's he going to steal? What's he going to steal up there? So the Varti is, he doesn't tell over what he sees. And when the time when the Rabbeim did say over what they saw the Milo, that's something very special, that they went out of their way. You know, who was the one that the Tzemach Tzedek said that he's a child, says over what you see in Cheder. It was not the Koyden of it. I don't remember it. Anyway, he used to say a lot of things that he saw the Maila. So like Tzemach Tzedek said, he says over things that he really shouldn't. So the Rebbe Ashav should be able to say over, but not be able to decide it to say over what it says. And Frieger Rebbe told it over later. That shows that also something special. A kaponim, the bottom line is, after everything, it's Chayel, almost Chayel, so we have to make the Cheshbon for, start a Cheshbon and Nefesh, and Kumetz of Ashtand, where are we holding in the Inyonim of Chassidus? I've been learning Chassidus, I've been the Dark Chassidus, but the Ikir is the mindset, that's what I really am talking about, is the mindset, it was Milik, the mindset, was Trachtman, what's the priority? And Baruch Hashem, there are hundreds, thousands of Chassidim like that, but we still have to make a Cheshbon, each one in his own Cheshbon. Is he like that or not? And if you see that you are, you have to be massive. And if you see that Chas V'Shalom, someone is not, has to change it. That's the best achana for Rosh Hashanah. Because this is all the feeling of Chassidus, which is Einid Muvadi, that's what it is. And Rosh Hashanah is the time when we Kabbalah say, Malchus Shemayim, this is the best achana for Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Chayel, the letters of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, came Takev before, right to Mamish, close to Rosh Hashanah, because this is the Achonet Rosh Hashanah. Just when the Gei Stam, we're talking about Chayel, just to mention, everyone knows this, but just to negate the birth of the Alter Rebbe, we know that when the Baal Shem Tov, on his day of his birthday, the Baal Shem Tov used to make a big Fabrengen. On Chayel, every year Chayel is make a Fabrengen. In the year Chayel, Tov Kuf Hei, when the Alter Rebbe was born, he was very, very freilach, the Baal Shem Tov, very ufgelegt. And the Talmidim didn't know why, what's so special. He even davening for Omid with a special nigun. So he told him later that today, the Neshama Chadosh is coming down to this world. And he said, B'chlal de Seder, what goes on Lamaila, when a Neshama is supposed to come down, I'm familiar with it. But the Seder of how Neshama Chadosh comes down, that I never saw. And this is why he was so freilach. This is the Baal Shem Tov said, didn't say who it was. So there's the Baal Shem Tov's Yom Ledes, the Alter Rebbe's Yom Ledes. The Sikha with the Rebbe explains that the Friedrich Rebbe said, based on the meaning of the Baal Shem Tov from Achia Shaleini, that you have to say the capital of your age. So what happened to Chai El when the Alter Rebbe was born? The Baal Shem Tov started saying the capital Memches. It was 40, became 47 that day. And Rebbe explained the whole kesher between Kipitl Memches and the Alter Rebbe. So it's all begeyed how it affects, how it relates to Chassidus Chabad with the Alter Rebbe Tukiton. Anyway, L'chaim, L'chaim, David should help him, that we should take it to heart. I mean, I should take it to heart. I mean, everybody also. But I'm saying, if I say it to somebody else, I really mean it to myself. I don't. So maybe it could be what am I yetsim in Alev? Because I really mean somebody else. Do the stone because somebody else should do. Anyway, so we should bring it down in ice of a pail and straighten and design more chassidim and mekushorim to the Rebbe and do what the Rebbe wants, and that'll be the greatest achana to Rosh Hashanah. L'chaim, l'chaim. I think we should try again to sing a nigun. And then we'll hear from Rabbi Lipsker. I believe he's on. I don't know. I see he's on. So we'll hear from him. No. Dr. Levine, you sang before, start again, and we'll be able to, you have to unmute.
Which Nigin?
Samalcha Nafshi, that's the also the Alter Rebbe's Nigin.
Samalcha Nafshi, Kamalcha, yeah. Sorry.
The Eretzia
ve'yayev
Yama,